This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China has now announced a list of $3 billion worth of U.S. stuff it could punish to retaliate against the Trump tariffs. Now, note that this is aimed at the steel and aluminum penalties that start today. We don't have a concrete list yet of what China will do in the face of yesterday's $60 billion in U.S. penalties. Perhaps China will target agriculture. The U.S. exports a lot of sorghum and soybeans to China. Marketplace's Ryan Kailoff looked into that scenario.
Here's Hu Shijin, editor of the state-run Chinese outlet Global Times, earlier this week.
Will China retaliate against Trump's planned tariffs by restricting U.S. soybean imports? My answer is definitely.
Definitely China will retaliate, he says, by restricting U.S. soybeans. So,
hello.
Michael Pettifish is a fifth-generation farmer in Minnesota, growing
corn and soybeans with my wife, my father, and one full-time employee.
What happens if China hits your products with the tariff?
Oh, it won't just be me. It'll be all farmers. It'll be devastating.
Nearly a third of America's entire soybean crop is sold to China. And if tariffs make it more expensive, China can turn elsewhere. Pettifish says that would leave him holding the bag, and margins are already tight.
I think the average farmer is going to lose money this year.
America could fight back by restricting Chinese products even further, but China may be able to take it. As Hu Shijin said,
I'm certain that China's tolerance for pain is greater than the U.S.
In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.